Hello everyone, welcome back to the Slenderverse. This is Claire Dreamer. And I'm going to start off right into the conversation. So, you know how you have dreams, and sometimes those dreams have people you know or famous people in them? Alright, now you know how some people say they have dreams with, like, creepypastas in them, or something along those lines. You know those people? Recently, I have been having dreams with Tim and Jay in them. Like that's weird. I just think that's weird because, like, I used to have dreams from, like, the creepypastas. I've had ones more specifically, ultra specifically with Jeff, like twice or three times, and it's just creepy as all hell. And yes, a good percent of these were nightmares. A good percent. But recently, I've been slightly giving up on Marvel Hornets. And, like, Tim and Jay have been, like, the main focus of my dreams recently. Which I think is weird. Like, really suspiciously weird. So I'm having thoughts. What if every time that I get farther away from a fandom, I'm gonna have a dream about it? That seems creepy to me. Like, not creepy, but just strange and bizarre and something that I don't want to happen. Because, I mean, like, when I was younger, I always watched scary things, and that made me worry. I was just scared for some reason. And so before I went to bed, I would never, like, sleep. I'd have to have a nightlight. I'd have to have, like, a teddy bear before I went to sleep because I was scared to death about what might get me in the dark. Now I'm older and I still have nightmares, and night terrors are one of the worst things to have. Sorry, this has been, like, a rant. Just, like, a continuous me talking about why the hell I'm scared at night. Well, back on the topic of dreams. Every dream is strangely poetic. You can count this as the first episode of the other one. Every dream is strangely poetic. It's, well, it represents you in some form or another, and dreams can be really weird or particularly normal. I've had dreams where I was literally just in school, and other than being dizzy and maybe, like, weird growth spurts, nothing really was different. It was just school. I was just walking around. It was pretty chill. And yeah, that was the most normal dream I've ever had. But, like, sometimes you get dreams where it's, like, just out of this world crazy. Everyone has those dreams. Everyone has those dreams. If you haven't had one of those dreams, you've probably never dreamt. Like, you know, like, for example, the dream I had last night. I was in my dad's old house, and he killed his brother, which was a shrimp. And it's, like, what? No one, my dad doesn't even have a brother. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So, dreams are weird, but they typically represent something. Like, oh, I learned from one dream that I had that if someone in your dream is holding a gun, whoever's holding it has authority in that position. If you're holding it, then it means that you probably think you have authority over others. I haven't had a lot of weird dreams with guns. I've had one weird dream with a gun. I've also had dreams in warehouses, which I think is weird. Like, a lot of warehouses. Like, three. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but, like, three dreams? Three? All with warehouses? Come on. Be a little creative. And one of those, drumroll please. Yeah, I wish I had more of a budget. was one of those creepypasta dreams. Woo, yay. Everyone doesn't want to loop back to that. But I mean, literally, it scares you. Oh, and this one was crazy. So you know how you wake up from a bad dream? And you close your eyes, and you smile, and the bad dream is gone. Or, you know, when you're sleeping and you wake up from a dream and you can't get the dream back. Nah, no. I woke up from a dream where I was being chased. And I wake up and I'm like, oh God, what was that? Okay, everything's fine. I close my eyes and I lay back down. And the guy who was chasing me slams me up against a fucking wall. Yeah, no, because that's what you do in show business. The show must go on, even if you aren't asleep still. In the back of your mind, you are still being slammed against a wall 500 times. And so, you know, dreams that are shit are always in your life. Everyone's had a nightmare. And if you haven't had a nightmare, I'm not going to suggest you have one, because don't. But you need to get a feel for it. You need to have one. At least once in your life. I've had nightmares since I was small. When I was 4, I had night terrors that trees would fall on my dad's side of the house. And I had dreams that, well, I was going to be cut to ribbons by Temple Run. Yes, that does sound weird. But even as I get older, I still have, like, awful dreams of hellscapes. Lots of falling dreams, if you want to know, lots of them. So everyone has some weird nightmare in their life. And generally, typically, nightmares have some symbolic reference as well as dreams, because technically they are dreams, just bad ones. So, yeah. This was my little rant about dreams and why they fucking suck. So, thanks for listening. This is Claire Janemer signing off.